Well, good afternoon, everybody in Audio Boot. It's Emily from Fashionista, if you didn't gather already by my voice. Today, I thought I would do a boot on something that I think some of you might like and some of you might relate to if you are a creature comforts person like me. Now, if you've been following me on Facebook or Twitter, which I will leave in the description below, it's at DavisonM on Twitter and it's Fashionista on Facebook. So, I posted a few images of myself holding a Lush bag looking quite mischievous from having done a bit of a haul. Plus, I also did a couple of other images. And the reason for that is because I went to Bromley this morning and just treated myself a little bit and got a few things. Not loads. Not overly major or overboard on fashion because I'm still waiting for the new season stuff to come in before I start going mad. I did get a couple of things like clothing wise, but nothing major. But what I thought I would do today is a little boo really on something that I think is really important, and it is the simple things in life, the creature comforts, the little things that I couldn't live without and the things that make me feel a lot happier and really, really boost my confidence and just help me feel really relaxed and just cozy and homely and that kind of thing, if you know what I mean. So I'll start off with the first thing. I absolutely love pyjamas and slippers from Primark. You cannot go wrong with pyjamas and slippers from Primark. They're really cheap, they're really soft and comfortable, they last quite a little while, so you get a bit of wear out of them, and you can afford to get yourself a new pair of pyjamas and slippers, and it just makes so much difference when you have a new pair, and it makes you feel so much more comfortable and just fresh and nice, I think. And it's just such a good feeling to be able to get into a new pair of slippers and pyjamas when you come home from a hard day at work or from a day of shopping, and it's great. I absolutely love it. The other thing that I think is one of the simple things in life, all the creature comforts, is a lovely Lush bath. Now, I know that everyone's got their favourites and everyone likes different ones, and everyone's got a certain favourite that they like. I have got so many. I particularly love Blue Skies and Fluffy White Cloud, which I bought today. I also love the Twilight one. I like, which is the other one I like? I think it's called Sweet Candy or Candy or something like that. It's basically a pink coloured one and it smells of sweets and it's really nice. And you know what, I just think just getting yourself a nice little bubble bar or a bath ballistic or a bath melt from Lush really can make a difference. You only need to go in there and pick up one, you know, you don't have to go and spend a fortune like a lot of bloggers do or like I do. You don't have to set by my example, just go in there and get your favourite because it really can make a difference. The other thing I think is a nice creature comfort is scented candles. For me, I love them. I haven't bought a new one in a while because I've got quite a few. I got some new ones for my birthday. I got a lovely Jo Malone one, which I'm still waiting to use, and I'm not going to use it until the autumn because it's a church fragrance one. I've also got one that I'm currently finishing. It is the Easter Bunny one that I got for Easter time. So I have quite a few, and I also have a lot of True Grace ones and ones by Yankee Candles to get through. So I've restrained myself from buying a new one, but I will be buying some new ones for autumn pretty soon. So I think lighting a scented candle, especially for me being visually impaired, is really, really great because it is just so nice to be able to swap it around and have a nice scent when you come in and be able to light something. And I always see that your home is so much a really creative forum. Like, everyone thinks that being out in nature is where your inspiration can come alive, but I disagree. Not always. I think it's where your home is, because you're forgetting your home is a place where you can eat what you want, smell what you want, do what you want, have on TV what you want, you can do whatever you like. So you just have fun and just enjoy yourself and just have some time to do and please yourself. That's a really important thing for me personally. Something else I really love is to have a nice comfortable sweater or sweat top or jumper or something that I can just put on with jeans or, you know, a pair of trousers or formal or joggers or whatever when I'm going to uni or when I'm going out for a bit, and put on the statement necklace to jazz it up a bit, and it really makes me feel comfortable. And I actually bought a new one today, which is grey, and it has on it full-time fashion blogger. I'm sorry, but I had to get it. The temptation was too great. So for me, definitely, it is something that I absolutely love. I absolutely love to buy new sweat tops or sweaters and just have that as a nice comfortable little item, because it's a nice pick-me-up and it makes me feel so much more comfortable. And one other thing I also really love is to have a good face mask. Now, I went into Lush today. I was going to get the Cupcake or OT Fix one, and I did have my heart set on OT Fix face mask, but they didn't bloody well have it, did they? They had not got their order for it, so I couldn't buy it. But I do have the one called Mask of Megamenti, which is the one I've been using for quite a lot. So I think I will use that for now, and then I'll go back to Lush next week and get myself the OTFix. But definitely whatever kind of face mask you personally like. I think it's great, and it's a really good creature comfort to have in your routine, and it's just something that I think is really simple. You don't have to spend loads of money. You can get them over the counter in, you know, Primark when they do the Montagne Jeunesse ones. You can go and get one from Superdrug, their own range. You can get one from Sainsbury's from their own range. You can get ones from Mured. You can get any kind of face mask at all varying price ranges, from like 99p right up the way up to, you know, £50 or whatever for a really good, you know, pot of one. It doesn't matter, whatever, however much money you've got to spend, there is one that's going to suit you and your skin type, and one that you're going to love, for both boys and girls. So don't worry about it, they're there for everybody. And you can even make them yourself. I think that's what people forget. You know, you can easily make one from things you've got in your home, and I did quite a few recipes on my blog if you want to go and check those out. It's fashionista.com, which is spelled fashionieyesta.com if you don't know. And I will try and put the links in the description for the face mask recipes if I remember, but if not, then you can easily go and find it on my blog, because it's not that far down the list to find that. So I think that is pretty much it for my side. I think if my guide dog was here at the moment, she would have to say that her favourite creature comfort is a rawhide chew. She loves them, and they're her favourite treat, and she only gets them when we go out shopping to Bromley, because that's where I can buy them, and she absolutely loves them, so they're definitely her favourite treat. But really, everyone's got different creature comforts to make you feel better after a long day or a hard day at work or anything really. So I personally think that everyone should indulge yourself a little bit and remember what your creature comforts are, so that you can enjoy yourself and have some downtime whenever you need it. So I hope you enjoyed this boo today, really. It was just kind of a sporadic, you know, boo that I decided to do, a bit of a random one on something that I think is quite interesting and prominent for a lot of people. So the moral of this boo is, don't forget what your creature comforts are, enjoy yourself and pamper yourself, and don't forget that you are really important and take some time for yourself. So I hope you enjoyed it today, and I will catch you all next time. Bye.